In a surprise move, Carl McCall, a powerful member of the board of the New York Stock Exchange, announced last night that he's stepping down. McCall has been head of the board's compensation committee. He's been criticized since the board revealed the huge salary package that led to last week's forced resignation of board chairman Richard Grasso. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Carl McCall tendered his resignation to the exchange's interim chairman, John Reed, stating in a letter that he hoped the exchange could move forward without being encumbered by the past. His decision was unexpected on Wall Street and even among many of the critics of the exchange. Sean Harrigan is the president of the Board of Administration at the nation's largest public pension fund, CalPERS, the California Public Employees Retirement System.
Well, it certainly wasn't expected by me. In fact, I was shocked.
A week ago, CalPERS had demanded and gotten the resignation of Richard Grasso in the midst of an uproar when Grasso's $140 million pay package came to light. Carl McCall became the board's lead director after Grasso left. Harrigan met with McCall and 10 other members of the stock exchange's board just 2 days ago, and he said nothing about stepping down. But McCall, a former New York State controller, had pushed for reforms on the board. He knew investor confidence had to be restored in an exchange dogged by corporate governance scandals. And Harrigan says McCall led by example.
He really did get it, and he understood the need for change and the need for transparency and the need for true independence on the board. And I think that he believed that it was time for him to move on and set the right example for the other board members so that the exchange could go through this transformation.
This could be just the beginning of a major shakeup on the New York Stock Exchange board. Critics such as CalPERS have long held that with 27 members, the sheer size of the board makes it unmanageable. CalPERS and others also called for more independence among board members. Patrick McGurn is the vice president of Institutional Shareholder Services, an advisory firm to big investors such as pension funds. He expects other changes to follow.
I don't think there's any intention that they're all going to file out the door tomorrow, but over time I'd expect you'll see turnover of nearly 100% of the long-term directors on the New York Stock Exchange board.
McCall's resignation becomes effective on Monday. Elaine Corey, NPR News.